Welcome to What the World Needs Now. It's our Healing Day of Prayer, and we invite you to join us to call in and give us your prayer requests. God's Word goes forth out into the world and does the work it was sent to do, to bring health and healing, to bring courage and strength when we're struggling. So sit back and enjoy this hour of power, of conversation and prayer.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mike Altshuler, along with Dr. Anton Raimonda, on the People's Day of Prayer on Friday. Anton, did I connect you okay?
Yes, I'm here, Mike.
Okay.
All right.
Well, glad to be with you once again. And welcome our listeners this first Friday of the month, where we really, it's a great opportunity. We look forward to people calling in with prayer requests and discussing whatever you would like to speak about in regard to Jesus Christ and our wonderful Catholic faith. Phone numbers I'll give out for the listeners are 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. I thought we'd start out, we usually do a reading, so we'll go from Sunday's second reading, which is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, you are God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building upon it. But each one must be careful how he builds upon it, for no one can lay a foundation other than the one that is there, namely Jesus Christ. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person, for the temple of God which you are is holy. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And you know what I've neglected to do, Anton, is start with a prayer. Mm-hmm. But I thought, let's start with an opening prayer. That was a big mistake of mine, and I apologize for that. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear Lord Jesus, we praise you and thank you, and thank you for being our Lord and Savior. Lord, we pray that with Anton, myself, and all of our listeners will be open to your most Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, that we may be conduits of your faith and your intercessory prayer, strictly for the growing of your kingdom and the healing of our listeners and any intentions that they have. Lord, we thank you for this hour, and we place everything at the foot of your cross. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, you know, after you read that second reading from this coming Sunday, mm-hmm. I wanted just to before making comments on it, just let people know, you know, this Sunday is actually the feast of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica in Rome. Mm-hmm. Now, some people may wonder, what's that about? Like, aren't feasts usually about somebody, a person? This seems to be a feast about a church or about a building, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And so let me just explain, though, that it's so important because why? Well, first of all, this Lateran is not the name of a person. It's called the Feast of St. John Lateran, although it sounds like a person's name. It's called St. John Lateran, St. John, because it's honoring both St. John, the Baptist, and St. John, the evangelist,
mm.
okay? And the reason why it's called Lateran is because this basilica is built on Lateran Hill. Mm. So that's why they combined the two, St. John Lateran. There's no person by the name of John Lateran, is my point, you know? And so it was based on, again, St. John the Apostle and St. John the Baptist,
okay.
And this basilica is on Lateran Hill. And why is this important? Because this is actually the home parish of the Bishop of Rome, the Pope. This is his basilica. So just like in Philadelphia, we have St. Peter and Paul, and that is, you know, Archbishop Perez's home parish where he sits there. That's where he reigns from. Well, this is where our Pope Leo XIV reigns in this is his home parish. And it's that important. And that's why we talk about this. But now let's get into the second reading, because this is what's key. So although we're celebrating the church building, we actually get an even better understanding. What does it mean to be a church? And so that second reading that Mike read was St. Paul reading to the Corinthians, and that St. Paul says, you are God's building. So the truth of the matter is, yes, the building is called the church, but even more accurate is, because this is scripture now, you are God's building. Mm. So we are the church. We are, and it says, actually, that we have to be careful about how we should build upon it, because who is the foundation? That's Jesus Christ. And that finishes, St. Paul says, like, don't you know that you are the temple of God? And then why? Well, because St. Paul says, because the Spirit of God dwells inside us. And listen to this. This is like the way you ended, Mike, was like, that was like a mic drop for all those who are listening. It says, if anyone destroys God's temple, meaning us, the people of God, God will destroy that person. For the temple of God, which you are, is holy. So we, the church, is holy. That doesn't mean we're perfect, but holy means we're separated. We're supposed to be apart from everybody else. We're trying to be perfect like our Heavenly Father is perfect. But we're connected to God who is holy and perfect. So because we're part of him and he's in us, that's why we can be called holy.
Wow.
Yeah.
It certainly gives importance. And sometimes when people don't feel good about themselves, they forget the point that the Holy Spirit dwells in us. And we are the temple of God. God wants to dwell in us and with us, and we are loved by him. I think that's part of many people. They don't feel loved, but they don't realize that the opportunity that God's just always waiting for us just to bring him into our daily, hourly lives. Don't you agree?
Yes, and you know, if I may, can I just make a comment on the gospel, even though we didn't read
that? Sure.
Well, I'll just skip to the punchline, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
It's when Jesus cleaned out the temple, you know, he drove out the animals and turned over the table of the money changers, and he said, you know, this is a house of it's my Father's house, and, you know, it's not a marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Jesus said to the Jews, he said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. And then the Jews thought he was talking about the building. And Jesus said, the Jews were saying, this temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days? But then St. John actually tells people, he says, you know, Jesus was actually speaking about the temple of his body. And that when he was raised from the dead, you know, that's what he meant 3 days later. And so, again, this underscores how Jesus himself says that he is the temple. And then St. Paul, which Mike read, that God dwells in us and we are God's temple because he's in it. And so the last thing I just wanted to add that's current events, and I spoke about this on my radio show yesterday, that... you know how what a lot of news are talking about Christian Zionists and how people are, the Zionists are trying to support the Jews. So ultimately the Jews will build a third temple, right?
Hmm.
And here we know that actually God was that third temple. Jesus was the third temple. He did raise it up. And so if you think about it, when people are trying to help the Jews raise a third temple, the Jews want a third temple because they don't think Jesus is the Messiah. They're looking for what they believe is the Messiah, and they want, and they believe that he's going to go through that third temple. So those who are helping the Jews build a third temple are actually, helping them usher in somebody who thinks he's the Christ, but they're not. We know Jesus is the Christ because he proved that destroy this temple, in other words, destroy his body, he's going to raise it up in 3 days, and he did. He's the third temple. And in fact, when St. John goes into Revelation and he's taken to the Spirit, he sees no temple there because Jesus is the temple. In fact, there's no sun in heaven because Jesus is the light.
Right.
So I just wanted to bring this out. I know this is a call-in show for healing and prayer, but this is very key for us to understand because we have to make sure that we understand that Jesus is the Christ. He is that temple like he says he is, and we dwell with him and he is in us. And when we know this, then Jesus, the divine physician, the healer, the miracle worker, can heal us, whether it's our body, our mind, our spirit, our emotions, our memories, what have you. He can heal it all. It's up to him. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Which brings us right into the healing of what this this hour is about, the people's day of healing. So I'll repeat again the phone numbers for any listeners who want to call in for prayer requests. It's 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. We had a prayer request for Michael M., who's got surgery. So maybe we can start, Anton, with a prayer for Michael.
Yes. All right, Michael, thank you for leaving your prayer intention with us. It takes courage. It takes effort to do something. And the mere fact that you are asking for prayer is a prayer in itself. You are showing God you desire his assistance, his help, his healing. And so praise be to God for you, Michael. Thank you for listening to our show. Thank you for giving us your intentions. And anybody else out there, so please feel free to call in or to leave your intentions. And so now we ask our Lord Jesus Christ, who I mentioned, is our Savior. He is our divine physician. And we ask that Jesus help Michael in his upcoming surgery, that he is with the surgical team, which includes the surgeon, of course, and his assistants and the nurses and the anesthesiologist. I used to practice anesthesia, the surgery would be successful, that he would be able to heal well from that and not have any complications. And we ask that Michael is given confidence and hope and faith that everything will go well as Jesus wills, and that put your trust in our Lord and everything will be fine. And in this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we had a caller, Kevin C., for heart. He's having heart surgery, so he wants some intercessory prayer for a successful heart surgery.
Wow. All right. Well, I say wow because, Kevin, again, thank you, just like I was thanking Michael for calling. Our Lord and Savior, he gave his very heart and soul for us, right? And so on the cross, well, let's ask Jesus, who died for us on the cross. We ask Lord Jesus, our divine mercy Jesus, to help Kevin with his heart surgery. Because we know, Lord Jesus, that you gave your heart to us and that you want us to have a transplant spiritually of a good heart that we can always love and serve you. And we also beg and ask you to help Kevin in his bypass surgery, that it goes well, that, again, there's no complications, that he prepares his soul as well, that he to make sure that his conscience is clean, and if possible, to be able to get the anointing of the sick, you know, and confession, because, you know, this is a major surgery. But we put our trust in you, Lord Jesus Christ, because you are divine mercy Jesus, who gave blood and water from your heart, showing love and mercy to us. And we ask this for Kevin, that his surgery would be successful, and to help the surgical team as well. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. It came to me while you're praying, certainly. For our listeners, this is the first Friday of the month. This is the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So certainly we're praying for that intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus for this heart for Kevin. And how appropriate, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we had also for request for Frank, Joe, and Phil for conversions. So Frank, Joe, and Phil for conversions.
All right. Well, let us ask St. Peter for help. And the reason is, you know, here we have Frank, Joe, and Phil. We thank all three of you for asking for help, because in a sense, you represent all of us, Frank, Joe, and Phil. We want to convert our heart, our mind, our body, and soul. And so we ask St. Peter for help, okay? And the reason why I'm asking St. Peter is because he, you know, was a businessman. He was married, and I don't know when his wife died, but at the same time, we know that he was very impetuous. You know, he would just say, blurt things out, but at the same time, he had so much faith. But when it came time to stick up for Jesus, failed three times and denied Jesus. And he literally had to be converted and to say he's sorry to Jesus and then show how much he loved Jesus by preaching all over wherever he could, and even he gave up his life for our Lord and Savior and the Holy Church. Now, for you, Frank, Joe, and Phil, God may not ask any of you or either of us to literally be martyrs. However, we can convert, show our conversion to our Lord simply right now from wherever you are, whether in your car or in your room or you're in church or where have you. You can ask God to forgive you of your sins. And then after you do so, make sure you go to confession to make it legit, to make it formalized, to go to a priest and ask forgiveness. And then watch how God will rush into your heart and soul and give you your heart's desires, because he loves you more than you realize. And he can help you convert to the point where you will do things you never thought that you could do. In other words, whether you had a problem with anger, problem, and I'm saying this is what you guys have, okay? But it's just like, it's common for people, for especially guys, right, to be all bravado and angry or, you know, do things that we shouldn't do, right? So, in other words, we may not keep our eyes in check like we should. Well, the Lord can help us, and this is what he does. He helps convert our heart, mind, body, and soul. Just ask, because that's what he says. Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened to you. And we ask this in Jesus' name for Frank, Joe, and Phil. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anton. And we had a prayer request for Jim, who has muscle skeleton pain in the chest wall. Boy, that's a one I've never heard before. Muscle skeleton pain in the chest wall. So
yes, well, thank you, Jim, for calling. You know, with the little information that I have, you know, that could be something what they call costochondritis, or it might be some other other musculoskeletal issue. Well, thanks be to God, it's not necessarily a heart issue if they really think it's muscular, skeletal. So anyway, but basically your breastbone there might be your sternum, might be swollen for whatever reason, and it hurts, whether you got hit there or trauma there or infection there or something just causing inflammation. So let us ask, Padre Pio, what comes to me right now is Padre Pio, because he had a lot of pains, right? He had the stigmata. He was the only priest outside of, St. Paul, from what I understand, that had the stigmata, right, where even in Padre Pio, his shoulder was hurting, his hands had the holes in them. Also, his heart would have these pains, and so as far as I recall, and so, in other words, his chest. And so we asked the Lord, we asked St. Padre Pio to plead for us, for Jim, that whatever musculoskeletal pain there on his chest would be healed, because it does hurt right in the center of his heart and soul, essentially. And we asked Padre Pio to help him. And I would just ask Jim to look up at Padre Pio and to have a prayer to become his spiritual child. And I'll actually just say it for you right now, in case you don't find it. So this is a prayer for you, Jim, and for anybody else who wants to join in, to become a spiritual child of Padre Pio. It says, "Dear Padre Pio, I recall your promise to the Lord. I will stand at the gates of heaven until I see all my spiritual children have entered. Encouraged by your gracious promise, I ask you to accept me, to accept Jim, to accept all these callers and listeners of In His Sign Catholic Radio, to accept us as spiritual children, and to intercede for our prayer requests, specifically here for Jim, for his musculoskeletal pain, and all these other callers, Michael, Kevin, Frank, Joe, Phil. And so we ask this in your help, Padre Pio. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen."
Amen.
That was the official prayer from the Padre Pio to be a spiritual child of his, and he'll take care of you.
And for our listeners, there's many times in these prayers we're calling on different saints for their intercession. That's the wonderful thing about saints, where they've been proven that they've interceded from heaven, at least created a number of miracles. And that's that whole mystical body of Christ that sometimes we don't take advantage of, that's all around us, along with the physical body of Christ, which is in our own lives, but the mystical part, which is a taste of heaven while on earth. And I think if we just have faith and believe in that, it really broadens our whole, it just brings another dimension to our spiritual lives and to our communication with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all the angels and the saints. And it's a wonderful blessing. I think sometimes we don't think we're worthy of it, or we don't expand our thought process to realize these prayers can really be heard, can pierce the sky and go up to heaven. These saints, I think they're very pleased when we call them for their intercession. Don't you?
Yes, for sure. Like I had mentioned in prior programs, too, that they're like the specialists. Like if you go to see a cardiologist as a specialist for the heart, right, or a pulmonologist for the lungs. Well, these saints they specialize in certain petitions and certain things. You know, like Teresa of Avila is like just real quick. You can ask her if you have problems with headaches or migraines. So she specializes in that. You see,
didn't realize that.
Yeah.
And we have another prayer request for Sean. These are always tough ones, but they're important. Sean's asking for a special intention. We don't know what that is, but Lord, you know what it is. But
yes, Well, thank you, Sean, for leaving your intentions with us and entrusting that with us. And also, we respect your desire to keep this special intentions close to the chest. But as we know, our Lord Jesus Christ, and let's ask him, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask on the behalf of Sean that to help him in his special intention, because you had said yourself that before even a word is spoken, you know what's in our heart and in our mind. Yet you want us to pray out loud to you, to pray, to make it known what it is to you, because you know our hearts and minds, even if we don't say it out loud, even if it's in our mind only. And so we bring this to you. We intercede for Sean to you, and you can then, Lord Jesus, offer this intercession to God the Father. And we ask this for Sean, who really needs your direction. He needs to know your will so he can follow and do what you want him to do in this life and bring peace and understanding in his life. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anton. And while you're praying, we just have a couple of minutes for the break. But usually each show I start by this prayer, and I neglected to do it. And sometimes, well, not many times, I think it's a prayer that's really important. But Lord Jesus, in your name, Jesus, we bind and cast away Satan and evil spirits that are blocking the airwaves or any of our listeners from hearing our voices or opening their hearts. Lord, we pray in your name, Jesus, you bind that Satan, all these evil spirits away from these airwaves, away from our listeners, their thought process and all that, so they can be and we can be free and open to the promptings, your most Holy Spirit and your healing waves of love, mercy and peace, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual healing to all of our listeners. And we thank you in advance for hearing and answering our prayers. Amen. 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 Kind of was a cleansing. I think we'll take a commercial break right now, and we will be right back.
This is Dr. Carol Houghton of the Diocese of Harrisburg. I have been blessed in many ways by Kathleen McCarthy's retreats, days of reflection, preaching, and teaching, especially on In His Sign Catholic Radio. When Kathleen teaches from the Scripture and shares with us her personal stories, I am deeply touched and inspired. It is as if God is speaking directly from her heart to my heart. And when Kathleen reads from her books, In the Silence of My Heart, she shares with us what God has spoken to her, an intimate message of unconditional love and mercy. God has blessed Kathleen with many gifts, which she readily shares with others, by doing every day what the Lord has asked of her. And by the example of her yes to God, we too are encouraged to give our yes to God. For Kathleen's daily and public witness to the gospel, I will be forever grateful. For it is by this example that she challenges me to become a better disciple of the Lord.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We often think of the scripture where the disciples were walking to Emmaus, where they said, "Were not our hearts burning within us as Jesus spoke to us on the road? As we travel along the road together in our Archdiocese of Philadelphia and Camden Diocese, we thank God for our loyal circle of family and friends. Please consider sponsoring one of our new programs in the name of your parish priest, family member, or friend. It would be a beautiful way of helping us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Give us a call at 610-527-2906 or visit us on the web at inhissign.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm Mike Altschuler, along with Dr. Anton Raimondo, on the People's Hour of Prayer, the first Friday of the month. And the phone number to call in with any prayer requests or just any discussions of what we're speaking about would be 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. And Anton, when we were on the commercial break, there was it came really deep on my heart. There's so many different prayer requests that people need. And I wrote down some of the things as they came to me, and I found that by being open to these promptings, there's going to be people that certainly are going to be need these prayers. Whether they've called in or not, they're going to hear it and say, yeah, that's for me. And that's it. And I think that's how the Lord uses us, can prompt us to do the thing. So I'll go some of the things I wrote down. If you're pretty good at picking up on the prayers and the intercessions for the different things, and if you don't mind, we'll go through it. The first thing that came through is people suffering from addictions. That was came up pretty strong to begin with.
Yes. What I would say here in particular is let's look at Jesus, who is crucified on the cross. And so for he gave us the example of what to do regarding addictions. And we see Jesus, who had the worst suffering of all. He was offered myrrh, that was inside the drink. And myrrh is a type of narcotic. It's not a narcotic, but it's like, it's opiate-like. And Jesus refused to drink that. Part of it is because he's all-knowing, God is all-knowing, but also just as a human, if you're being offered something to take away the pain, he did not want to do that, to give an example to us that even in the most excruciating pain, he did not take it. Not that he's going to get addicted in those few, in the 3 hours of him being crucified, but he wanted to give the point about how he was going to suffer all for us, and he wasn't going to take away any of that, so he's going to offer it up for us. So we don't have to go to hell for all the sins that we deserve to go to. So in that sense, all those who are suffering from addictions, maybe you got addicted because you were suffering too from a certain pain pill, from certain pain, and you took pain pills, but then after a week or 2 weeks, you just kept taking it instead of just stopping when, the pain didn't go away. And so in part, it may not have been your fault. The doctor kept on giving you pills and you just kept taking it because you thought the doctor knows better. So there's a certain type of, excuse, if you will. But then there's the other side of it, too, that there are, if you go to God, and you offer your sufferings, whether it's still the pain and this addiction, that the Lord can help you get off of those pills if it's for narcotics, or if it might be an addiction to, you know, some fornication, you know, sexual mm-hmm. addiction, mm-hmm. right? Or pornography or what have you. Or people may be so-called, quote-unquote, addicted to food or you know, or drink or materialism. You know, you can apply that word loosely into that. So we ask God for help, and he died for all of our sins, so we won't do that as well. But we need to follow him and his example.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Next one came up, healing of relationships.
Yes, that's huge, because many of us, let's ask God, Lord Jesus Christ, you came to heal relations with us, with God and man, and you gave the example by sending your only son, Jesus Christ, so you can restore mankind to you. And so we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to please help relations between our spouses, with parents and their children, children with their parents, siblings, brothers against the brothers, sisters against sisters, and vice versa, brothers against sisters, and also just our neighbors, our coworkers, our countries, our ethnic groups. We all need help, Lord Jesus Christ, because we have a certain bias against people and unforgiveness. So there's a saying that we should recall. I'm going to mess this up, but it's something like saints were sinners, but who got forgiven, right? So that now they're eligible to go to heaven. So we're all sinners, but we can be saints if we forgive. And what holds us back is we have many times anger and unforgiveness in our heart. And we can never get healed from that. And so if we hold resentment, anger, or revenge in our heart, it's as if we drank poison ourselves. And although we may feel anger or resentment to somebody else, we are actually drinking our own poison, because we're living with that for our life, because we end up not wanting to talk to somebody or to talk to that person or ignore them. So we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, you forgave everybody. Help us to forgive everybody too and heal our relations. In your name, we pray. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. And for our listeners, another suggestion about this healing of relationships and unforgiveness and anger about others is, you know, certainly it's a great thing to try to pray the rosary every day. And, you know, one of the intentions of one of the decades of the rosary, you can bring up all those people in your lives where you have difficulty loving. You have difficulty in the relationship. You have that, and try to, the names will grow, but what I've found is as I bring these names up each day, a lot of, for me, it's on that third decade of rosary, but the people that I certainly have great relationships with, I'll mention them, but also the ones that I don't have those warm, fuzzy feelings with or have hurt me in the past, but I'll pray for them. And I noticed after a week or so of this bringing the same names up, there's just a peace that comes about it. And it just shows me these prayers do have merit in that. And rather than holding them in and clenching our fists about it or being angry about or unforgiving, we're opening our hands out and we're saying these prayers to God. Lord, help me to forgive. Help me to not be angry with this person. Help me in this relationship with this person. And after a number of days, it just takes the edge off, and it's really a sign of prayer. But I think the Lord, in fact, I know he does, he's just pleased with that, because what we're doing is we're not caving into the wills of the devil, who wants us to lash out and be angry and to look inward at everything, but to look outward and do these prayers. And it's a real healing to do that. So, Anton, how about if you have a prayer right now for all those people that are going through that right now and somehow they can get this healing of these things. I know you did it again, but I kind of feel we have to go over another prayer with this one, right?
Sure. Well, thank you for your comments there and insights. We ask our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross when he gave his seven last words. His very first words started off by talking to his Father, and he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." Lord Jesus Christ, you offered your forgiveness for all the people who were responsible for your crucifixion, and that included us. It's because of our sins that you were lashed, you were whipped, you were flogged, you were crowned with these thorns, you were nailed to the cross, yet you said to your Father to forgive us, for we know not what we are doing. So in the same way, Lord Jesus Christ, give us that strength and courage, the humility to ask forgiveness for the people that we hurt, and right now to just forgive them for whatever they did to us. That you extended that example of forgiveness, let us also extend our forgiveness to people, even though they may not want it right now. The fact that we initiated it, even though we may think we didn't do anything wrong, Jesus did nothing wrong, but yet he extended forgiveness. So in the same sense, Lord, help us to extend forgiveness to others. In this we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anton. And another thing that came up is patience. Praying for patience in our lives. And they were listeners who are impatient and are not patient about waiting for their prayers to be answered. A lot of times, God created time, and heaven is for eternity. But sometimes when we pray, we get impatient if we don't have instant gratification in our prayers or instant answers, and we feel that God does not hear our prayers. But part of being patient is waiting upon the Lord to answer the prayers, and to be patient to allow his healing, his intercession, his love to answer the prayers in his perfect will. And I think, Anton, if you can have a prayer about that, I feel I'm putting it all on you, but I'm explaining what's coming to my mind with the different people out there that are having these things. And there's a real need for healing of this sort.
Yes. Amen. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. We ask for patience for all of us, because we know your saints, such as Saint Monica, she prayed for her beloved son Augustine ever since she was young, and even though he was wayward in his youth and his young adulthood, as somebody who fornicated, who lived a very frivolous life, he got a woman pregnant and lived with her, had the child out of wedlock, and yet you prayed all those years, Saint Monica, for your son Augustine. And not only did God answer that prayer, that Saint Augustine did change his ways, he did become a practicing Catholic. Not only that, he became a priest. Not only that, he became a bishop. And not only that, he became a saint and a doctor of the church. It was all because of the patience that you had, Saint Monica, of God, that he would answer your prayers after all your tears and all your sufferings. And also we ask, too, for all those parents out there who are patiently waiting for somebody that they want to marry or to have children if they're already married, just like St. Catherine of Siena. If I remember right, she was the 23rd child. And if it wasn't for her being born, we would not have that great saint and doctor of the church. So be patient with whoever God chooses for you. If he chooses you to be married or to have one of your children or grandchildren be married to the right person and to be fruitful in that marriage and to have a children or a saint like St. Catherine of Siena. And this we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And another word came up with that list, praying for those with depression and those who are contemplating suicide. Any of our listeners who have family members or you yourselves are really in a state of depression and this spirit of depression is overwhelming you and you feel heaviness and everything seems dark and you are at the end of your line with hope and faith. Anton, how about if we have a prayer for those individuals?
Yes. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to help all those people who are suffering from the distress of depression and suicidal ideation, that they have this distress, and we actually pray against this distress in mass. And the root of all of this anxiety, depression, and suicidal ideation really comes from the spiritual life. It is not from a chemical imbalance. That's been proven to be wrong from research done 3 years ago. So just so people may not realize, it's by Dr. Moncrief, proving that depression and anxiety with the decrease in serotonin has been proven to show no evidence of that, hands down, Joanna Moncrief. So much of this is from rooted out of fear. That's why people get anxious and depressed, and then they want to leave this life and or also hurt others. It's from the root of fear. And so we ask our Lord Jesus Christ, who came into this world and told us many times, do not fear, it is I. And so we should hang on to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You are our rock and our salvation. You give us peace in our life. You are the one that rids us of any anxiety, any depression, any kind of fear, so we will not hurt ourselves or hurt others. And we come to you, Lord Jesus Christ, because you are the way, the truth, and the life. And we ask to protection from all and everyone who is thinking of hurting themselves or is in a state of fear, anxiety, or depression. In this we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then for those folks who are looking for peace in their lives and a peacefulness where their lives are not, there is no peace in their lives, but they're looking for that. Let's have some intercessory prayers for those individuals.
Yes, Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you again because you are the Prince of Peace, whereas the devil causes chaos. He is a liar and a murderer from the very beginning, whereas you are the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world and brings peace and joy into our life. Even though things may not be going well as we'd like, we can still have inner peace and inner joy because we have our faith in you. And our faith is not with people, but with you who is God. And so we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, and the Lord of Lords, and that you are the Messiah, we ask you to grant us peace. that you gave, that you give unto us, that we also may give to others. In this we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. It also came to my mind when you're saying the prayer that the Queen of Peace, our Blessed Mother, in Medjugorje, she appeared as the Queen of Peace. And sometimes it takes a mother's love to get to know Jesus a little better and to bring her there. And a great prayer for our listeners is if you can pray that you can flee to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to her Blessed Mother, and she'll take you to the Sacred Heart of her Son, Jesus. And the mother is always a good way to bring to her son. And we have the most wonderful intercessor in the world, and our Blessed Mother, the Queen of Peace. And sometimes I think we forget about that, don't we, Anton?
Yes.
Kind of really jumped out at me about that with the
great point.
Queen of Peace and all like that. And my last, boy, all these things that, which is, and your listeners, the beauty of when the Holy Spirit is touching Anton and myself, we're just here standing in the line of faith. It's really for our listeners and each of us to touch. And if one person has been touched by these prayers and has been healed in some way, then all the fruits and merits of this inassigned Catholic radio station, it's been what it's for, to allow the Spirit of God to touch each of our listeners and each of our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And which brings me to the next one, a deepening of faith, or praying for those who do not have faith, those who do not know God, and those who are trying to know God but don't know Him well enough and are a little bit afraid to get to know Him better. So I'm not sure if I'm explaining this prayer request, but does that make sense to you, Anton, what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, two things come to mind, and one is Saint Thérèse Lisieux, also known as the Little Flower, and also in Scripture how Jesus healed somebody, and the person said to Jesus, "It says, you know, when Jesus asked, do you believe, you know, that He is God, right, the Son of Man?" And the person said, "Lord, help my unbelief." And so we're in that. I'm paraphrasing, but you know. Essentially, that's what we're asking our Lord. We're asking, Lord, help our unbelief, to give us faith. And remember, God says, Jesus says in Matthew 7, chapter 7, verse 7, about asking, right? If you ask, you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened to you. Saint Thérèse, the Little Flower, what people may not realize, when she died, before she died as a 24-year-old, she was dying of tuberculosis. And I think it was for a few months, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong on that. But during the last part of her life, she had what we call a trial of faith. And there's actually a book about that called The Trial of Faith of Saint Thérèse by Father Frederick Miller. It's an amazing book. Saint Thérèse, the Little Flower, was lost her faith, as if she felt abandoned, as if she was questioning, is there even a God? And so this is how the devil will try to tempt us into losing all hope, all faith, where Jesus says in Scripture, He says, when He returns, comes back in the world, will He find any faith? And so we ask our Lord Jesus Christ to help us in our trials, like He did with Saint Thérèse, because Saint Thérèse was able to be victorious, and she did end up dying in faith, and became not only a saint, but a doctor of the church, one of the highest of all types of saints. And so we ask this for our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask St. Therese, the Little Flower, to help us when we also lack faith. Lord, help our unbelief. In this we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we've gone through quite a lot of different prayerful intercessions. And for our listeners, I'm sure each one of you has been touched by one of these where you need some prayer requests for. We all do. And we want you to know that you're never alone. You always have the best friend in the world, Jesus, who is with you all the times. We start with a prayer today, the second reading. Well, you're the temple of God. The Holy Spirit lives within you. But you've got to believe that. Believe how important each of you are. And you are so loved by God. And you're so loved by Him, He's given each of you an angel to look after you. He's given His Son Jesus to die for all of our sins so that whoever believes in Him will not die but will have eternal life. But with Him, you can have a full life in your earthly life, not just your life in heaven. I mean, by having Jesus and inviting Him into each day of your life, each hour of your life, you're never alone. You got the best friend in the world. He'll be able to give you peace. He'll be able to heal your addictions, the depression, give you patience. You're deepening your faith, heal your relationships, all because He loves you so much. You're part of your children. And I think sometimes we lose track of that, don't we, Anton? The importance that we are in God's eyes. And I think that's kind of been hard on my heart as we're going through this hour, that I want each of your listeners to realize that and all like that. So, Anton, we have about a minute to go. Do you want to how about if I have you do the closing prayer and really capitulate all that we talked about for our listeners in these prayers? So I kind of feel you're ready for this one.
All right. Lord Jesus Christ, we put all our trust in You, and in divine mercy, Jesus, in Your love and mercy, and we thank You for this hour of power that we're able to share Your word, Your healing word, and Your love for us, and we ask Your blessing on all the people who called in and left their prayers and intentions. We ask all blessings to all those people who are listening to us right now, and to their families who couldn't make it to listen. And we ask prayers on Kathleen McCarthy and everybody who works for In His Sign Catholic Radio, and from the engineers, from the secretaries, to all the radio hosts. And we ask this in Your name, Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank You and praise You. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Anton. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And we will speak to you again next month. But may God bless you all abundantly, and have a great evening. Bye now.